Have you taken drugs like marijuana, hashish, opioids, or mushrooms? If you have used these drugs recreationally at least 10 times in your lifetime and at least once in the past 2 months, you could qualify for a clinical research study at PRA Health Sciences. Qualified participants may be reimbursed up to $7,850 for your time and travel. Call PRA Health Sciences at 801-269-8200. Again, 801-269-8200. Or visit us on Facebook at PRA Studies UT.
Shh! Are you listening? This is Slug Sound Waves. I am Kathy Foy. I play guitar and sing in Strong Words. My past projects are former drummer of Browser, The Awful Truth, The Circulars, and Future of the Ghost. Strong Words just released The Heaviness Needs a Lift. It's our third album. We released it physically and digitally. So this album is a highly emotional album. It basically is about relationships and also touches on my childhood.
I am from a nowhere place. My parents are asleep. I've got dirt in my teeth. But I will dream a dream out of this place. My head is set straight, full of the bluest lake.
The song I Am From a Nowhere Place is about growing up gay in Panguitch. This is one of the more personal songs on the record. I wrote this song so that I was kind of speaking to myself as a younger person and just showing what I went through and giving a voice to that. I was born in an extremely small town, and being gay wasn't even a thing that was talked about. And if anything, it was maybe a slur or something that obviously seemed bad. When I look back on my childhood, I didn't even know what a lesbian was. I didn't even know the word for that. I remember laying in bed and just waking up totally terrified that I knew I was that, but I didn't even know the word for that. And I just knew that you can't say that you are that because nobody around you is that. I feel like what that ends up doing to somebody like myself was erasing this huge part of yourself or something that you had to turn off or turn inward. I think the beauty of that is that you have sort of a sacred place in yourself that's just yours, and eventually that blossoms as an adult, or hopefully it does. There is that movement of it gets better. I think for a lot of like queer people, their childhood is extremely painful, and you have limited choices, and you don't have a choice over your environment. And that's the beauty of being older and an adult, is that you get to choose the people that you surround yourself with, and you get to choose who you want to be. Panguitch, Utah is like placed in the most beautiful area of southern Utah. It's right outside of Bryce Canyon. For anybody that has traveled down there, I mean, it's like breathtakingly beautiful. But for me, growing up there, I think you don't recognize the beauty of it. I think that's just where you're from. You're from a small town that has one grocery store and like a couple churches, and that's it. I kind of, for a long time, avoided going there because it held a lot of emotion for me. Just recently, I was with Danny, my girlfriend, and I just said, I think we should visit there. I think we should go there. I think you should see where I'm from. I think we should go hang out with my dad. And we did, and it was like kind of an amazing trip. And we've gone on like, you know, a few trips this year. And I mean, for me, that was my favorite trip. For me, there was something about just going back there with my girlfriend and just being like, yeah, I'm from here and this is who I am. And like, you didn't get the best of me and I can still be here. Music was a huge part of my upbringing, and not even because I'm from a musical family, I just loved music. What I did growing up was I would just go sit in my room and I would make mixtapes from my CDs and from the radio. For me, that was like a really magical time and like something that I actually really miss. Growing up in the 90s, you had to value what you had, which was limited, and you had to seek out what you thought you were into and like look for it and find it. Especially before you start really working as a teenager, I would maybe get, you know, two or three CDs a year. I would get one for my birthday, and then I would get one for Christmas, and maybe I'd get one if my dad came up and took us to the mall. And that was it. Those 7 CDs, those 10 CDs that you had were like unbelievably valuable. Those records that I listened to, I know back and forth because I listened to them so many times. I would sit in my room with my headphones and I would listen to Counting Crows. And I know that record inside and out because I listened to it 1,000 times. If you were like really brave, you'd go up into your sister's room and steal their CDs so that you could like listen to them, you know? And so anyway, I feel like when I think about the way I was informed as a musician and just as a music lover, I think of that. As far as playing goes, I grew up on MTV, and I remember seeing like a Lenny Kravitz video. His drummer was Cindy Blackman, and she really is the reason I started to play drums. I can't even remember what song it was, but like they did a close-up of her playing, and I was like, whatever she's doing, I was like, I wanted to do that. And I became completely obsessed with playing the drums and just bugged my mom for drums. I think I was 12 and she got me a snare drum and I started taking lessons, and for an entire year I just played on one drum. The rim was like the hi-hat and the floor was the bass drum, and then you had the snare, and I started learning how to play rock beats. And my mom was like, if you do that for a year, you can have a drum set. So that Christmas came around and I got a Tama Rockstar. Just totally a magical, life-changing experience, and set up the drum set. And it was like every drum had like a power to it. I was like, oh my gosh, like I have this tom and this tom and this tom, and they all sound differently. It just opened up this world for me. If I could wish for anything, I wish I could get back to that place of just being in awe of an instrument. And looking back on that now, I think, how cool was it that my mom made me work for that drum set? As a 12-year-old, I worked for that drum set, and I think it mattered. The process for me with writing lyrics is I just try to find like a pretty quiet place, and usually I'll write in batches. I write these albums and I hope that they connect with people, but I don't ever have like a social agenda or a political agenda. I just try to write something that resonates with me and the people that I'm playing with. And I just try to capture, lyrically try to capture what I'm going through. Also being like, is this a good song? Is that a good melody? If I heard somebody else play this song, would I like it? You know, so there is a little bit of like a reflection on like, is the material good? For the most part, I'll just set a goal and say, okay, I'm going to finish this song, and force myself to dig deep and write those words down. And then the next process is bringing it to Brian and Jamie, and when Diana was in the band, and now Landon, and then letting them do what they want with it. I feel like I entrust everybody in my band to do their best, and they totally do. I just love that. And they're playing parts that I would never play. Like, if I tried to sit down and play every part on those songs, it would be a totally different product. When you think about what do they impart, well, they, like, make the song their own. And that definitely should be acknowledged. I'm also, like, willing to let songs go. I'm willing to scrap things if they don't work. It's not just my time, it's three other people's time. And so, like, I try to create an environment that works for everybody, that they feel like they're being valued playing music that they like. So that's sort of, like, where I come into with, like, vulnerability. I think vulnerability is not just about being emotionally available. I think it's about being like, this is what I have. What do you guys think? Do you like it? Do you not? Should we change this? Should we change that? You know? I think that's pretty vulnerable for me, is being like, it's just not my material, and it's not for me to dictate what they do with it. It's like, no, this is now ours. And I think that, for me, is what is vulnerable. I keep making music because of all the things I do in my life, that's the one that makes the most sense to me. It's the one that's the most meaningful to me. It's where I get my joy from. If I make a record every year, then I will be happy with that, which I have since I was, like, in my early 20s. I mean, I really have put out a record either playing drums or guitar every single year. And I think, if anything, for me, what that means is that I can look back and be like, that is my body of work. And that means something to me. I don't know if it means something to other people, but it means something to me. The song you are going to hear now is Big Love.
Right.
You can purchase our album on iTunes. You can also stream it on Spotify. You can find it on Bandcamp, strongwords.bandcamp.com.
You can help advance medicine by participating in a clinical research study. PRA Health Sciences is seeking healthy, non-smoking men and women ages 18 to 50 years old. Volunteers must be available for one stay of 6 nights plus 12 outpatient visits. Qualified participants may receive compensation up to $6,400. Call PRA today at 801-269-8200. That's 801-269-8200.